Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia, an economist that focused on the flooring business, a partner with us, and a principal with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Thank you.
I wanted to catch up with you. The topic of the day, as you can imagine, is how will this economic slowdown created by the coronavirus affect the economy and, more importantly, affect our flooring business? What's your take?
The whole thing depends on how long this lockdown lasts. Uh-huh. If this lockdown lasts as long as 3 months, it's realistic that we could lose 20% of GDP. If it ends at Easter, we're probably going to see a no-growth quarter and or maybe even a slight decline. And with some of the stimulus that they're talking about, this should also mitigate some of those losses. In any case, we'll recover from it, and we'll look back on this as just a bad memory. But there's a context for all this. We didn't know anything about Corona before it hit us, and now we're learning more and more about it. But, you know, you have to put some of this in context, and we're already struggling with about 30 million influenza cases this year, of which about 30,000 of them have passed away. Mm-hmm. Although that's only 0.1%, it's significant, and we've learned to live with that. We'll see what happens with Corona.
All right, let me give you another perspective, too, because I like to follow this ITR, you know, the Beaulieu brothers. They just issued something yesterday about this, and their call on this is that it's not going to be a Great Depression. It's not even going to be as bad, they don't think, as what happened in 08, ultimately. But again, that's all in context for, you know, how long it goes on. So they've modified their forecast and says it's definitely going to impact Q2, and they said that it's going to slow the growth for 2020, and that the full recovery is probable by 2021. So that's all fairly optimistic. And by the way, we posted their thoughts on Floor Daily yesterday for people who want to see it. But
yeah, I would totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. Larry Kudlow, the Council of Economic Advisors chief, said they're hoping and they're looking at a V-shaped recession where we go down quick and come back quick.
You know, a CEO I was talking to yesterday said the same thing. So they're probably reading the same material. So hopefully that's the case. Now, where are we in the V? It's the question.
That's correct.
Yeah,
I'd like to think we're at the bottom and we're going to start to come back, but we'll see. All of these shutdowns have ripple effects. You know, airline crews, airline mechanic, restaurant people. Yeah. Restaurants are closed. They don't buy from farmers, and farmers don't buy equipment, and people at Caterpillar and John Deere, they don't buy floor. You know, it goes all the way through the system. We can't take a long, drawn-out shutdown, especially when we know that now that the disease is confined to certain demographic pockets and certain geographic pockets.
Yeah. You know, people are using this word black swan, which has gotten me to get the dictionary out, you know, and that's a metaphor for a fear that we have that's not based on fact. Thought that was interesting. So let's talk about the flooring business. So some of the big accounts that I've talked to, one guy was telling me, let's say there's roughly 9,000 dealers out there. There's probably 10% that have shut down, but there's a lot of them that are still hanging in there because they supply the builder market. They're considered essential because they are focused in the construction business. So that's one read I'm getting. What pieces of the flooring business do you think are to be impacted the most?
There's a couple. One is commercial. Mm-hmm. With all the businesses closed down right now and everybody working from home, that's going to slow commercial rehabs. Well, commercial construction should proceed because construction is going on, and that's the one saving grace in all this, both residential and commercial construction. Here in Pennsylvania, the governor originally had said home building was going to close and then reverse that, which was a good thing. Mm-hmm. So construction's still going on in a lot of places, and that's going to help, I think, kick the flooring business into a growth increase.
So what do you think the long-term ramifications are going to be? Because, you know, when 9/11 happened, everybody was real patriotic. They decided, A, they staycationed for a while and they fixed their home up. Do you think that'll happen?
I think so, although I did see a consumer survey from Wedbush Securities talk to some consumers to find out what they were going to do. And about 10% of them said that they were going to hold off on home improvement. And these are all transient decisions on the part of consumers. If they come back, to work, and if the government stipend gets them through and there's a minimum amount of financial damage done to them, that might just reverse itself. And that's what I'm hoping will happen. But there are going to be people that are hurt. Things will change. One of the things we're finding out is that, you know, online education is a viable alternative.
Yeah. Let's go back. We've canceled all our meetings. We're not going to go to coverings. We're not going to go to the StarNet meeting, the NFA meeting. I mean, everything's canceled. No care meetings. How do we stay connected in a time when we're not face-to-face?
Well, that's where these online systems come in. GoToMeeting and Skype should see some nice growth as we come out of this. The airline industry is going to suffer a little bit. The hotel industry is going to suffer. By and large, people like to face-to-face, see things, touch things. You know, it'll change, but I don't think it'll be a drastic change.
Well, people will save money because they're not traveling. I mean, they're not, these companies right. that set up these booths, they won't be doing that. If you had to guess, how long do you think this will last? How long before we start seeing the upper side of that V?
I'm figuring that things start to turn around in the middle of April, or at least that this whole lockdown's released in the middle of April. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a period of time through May to gear back up again, and we should see some dramatic changes in June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, May is going to be a period of readjustment back to normal. The one good thing is, through all this travel ban and everything, goods are still transiting.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop product from leaving the United States and going overseas or vice versa. We shouldn't see any kind of product interruptions at retail or among domestic producers with their private label programs. So demand is the big factor. And I think it's going to be a little bit before the consumer gets back in shape to get out there and start making some changes to their houses.
All right, Santa. Well, I appreciate your read on this. It's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Santa Tresivia, a principal with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortDaily.net.